We have been recipients of...
of a wonderful present from Joe in Dallas.
Our good friend Joe in Dallas. And yes. I can't remember. It's like JK1950 or something on Twitter.
Was it 1970?
Yeah, I don't
something
know.
Something like that.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I just gave him 20 years.
Right.
Joe in Dallas on the Twitties.
Yes. Everybody knows Joe in Dallas. He is Big Fatty's number one fan. The number one fan of 2011.
We love. How does one get that title, by the way? I don't recall the contest being open.
He announces it during the Super Bowl.
Dang. So yeah. It's a year in advance. Yeah.
Because I think his podcast started on like Super Bowl weekend.
I hope to be in the vying for 2012.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
How does one get that title, by the way?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1132 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of May, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, show. Y'all have got a list. I have got a list. Plus, I went by the P.O. Box. Hello, Mailers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well, y'all. By the time most of you hear this, Big Fatty will be in the escape, and I will be escaping to the Orlando, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie McMussie. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all gonna drive on down there, and like I mentioned on yesterday's little show, I'm gonna be staying at the Parliament House. Y'all, that was mentioned in the Tales of the City book. The Michael. What was his nickname in that book? It was Mouse. Mouse used to live in the Orlando and go over to the Parliament House for some honky tonky, big fatty honky tonky. And y'all be driving on down there. I got me a room for the night. And then I'll be getting up on Thursday morning and having a little brofkus and then picking up old E Pluribus. But y'all, I'll tell you all about the drive. I'm sure there'll be some highlights. Plus, y'all, I am going to try and catch up on some shows while I'm on my way down there. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and George in Atlanta, and y'all, they were discussing the number one fan of the BFO for 2011, yeah, is that Joe in Dallas, but y'all, you are mailers today because Big Fatty has put in the mail to the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. I have put Gavin's number one fan items in the mail to him, and that John Kobeck, so nice they named him twice, put his 1300th caller little prize in the mail to him. So they should be coming soon, gentlemen. Be on the lookout for it. So, anyway, gonna get that in the mail. Y'all, Big Fatty, you already got it in the mail. And, y'all, by the way, the gasoline, the petroleum has dropped another 2 cents since Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, now, a little housekeeping, because I need to, let you know about a couple of things. Now, since I am going to be traveling from the 30th of May through the 10th of June, I am going to be a little out of sorts on the Words with Friends, and Poodle McNoodle, yes, Big Freddy, don't forget me, will be a little out of sorts on the Draw Something. So y'all, the games and the drinks will be few and far between, but y'all, don't give up, but y'all, it is the vacay, and you know, there may be sometimes that you'll a little something will pop up there. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about a little something popping up, but anyway, y'all, Oh, y'all, I've got some kind of hair in my mouth or something. Y'all, Miss Porter just left the fat cave. He did a little head shave on Big Fatty. Y'all, which, you know, I like to do that right before I travel. Y'all, speaking of that, I heard on the Von, little show, y'all, that she hates having visitors, and you can't despises it. Y'all just despises having visitors, and y'all, you know, having been a visitor to the mansion out there, you know, it's just lovely to know that my wizard was hated. Big Fatty, that I'm sure she's gonna eat those words. I wonder what else she'll eat before she goes on that Nutrisystem diet, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, in the I've had several people ask me, Big Fatty, are you okay with that Hurricane Burl? And y'all, it is a tropical storm, Burl, Beryl, came ashore down in the Jacksonvilles, and y'all, the weather is moving up towards the upchuck. Y'all, we were supposed to have rain all day long. Y'all hadn't even sprinkled, but y'all, the auxiliary rat was just on, and evidently we're going to get it overnight tonight, so it can just rain to its heart's content overnight tonight and get it the hell out of here in the morning, so Big Fatty can drive in dryness. Big Fatty, you're going to do some drive in dryness. That's just lovely. And y'all, speaking of driving in dryness, y'all, I got a call from Miss Kitty. Got a call from Miss Kitty on Monday evening, and hey, Big Fatty, hey, welcome back, hey. And I said, well, Miss Kitty, what's been going on? Oh, not much. And I went, has anything been going on? Well, yeah, I got me a new iPhone. And his old one, y'all, it just pooped out. It was too pooped to pop. And y'all, so he had to get a new one. Y'all, he was hoping to wait till the iPhone 5 came out, but y'all, it just wasn't gonna make it. So he got him one of those mechanical ones that it's the Siri, and you know what Siri says, don't you? Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Miss Kitty. I am Siri. You probably hate technology like the Vons. Yo. Hey. But I will try and make your life simpler so you can enjoy more time with your favorite dancing girl, Olive.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, it sounds mechanical. But, Miss Kitty's trying to figure out how Siri works. And, I said, well, that's lovely. And, y'all, he bought Olive a 3GS. For 99 cents, y'all went all out, 99 cents, all out for Olive. And, y'all, I said, well, that's just lovely. He says, yeah, if I can figure out how to get it to work on the new car. And I said, what? And y'all, he went out and bought, y'all, he went on the computer and he built some kind of car. I don't know. I don't know if it's like Legos or something like that, but, y'all, he built some sort of, a car. And, y'all, it says, do you want to send it to the dealer? And, yes. And, y'all, within 2 minutes, the dealer had called, we've got your car, Miss Kitty. And, y'all, he went and he got a new car. Y'all, he doesn't know how the hell, you know, he knows how to put it, knows where to put the gas. And he knows, Big Fatty, we know where, you know where to put the gas. And to start it, that's about it. Y'all, he called me from the car Tuesday. Y'all, the first call didn't go through. Didn't hear a word he said. Y'all, he called right back, y'all, and I was in the escape when he called, so it was car to car. So, y'all, that was just lovely. Anyway, so, Miss Kitty, y'all, congratulate Miss Kitty on her new car. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of meat, Big Fatty, who was speaking of meat? Y'all, did you see those Danbarrys? The Danbarrys? Y'all, they had quite the Memorial Day weekend, y'all. Y'all, they cooked for the huddled masses. And if what I understand, someone who attended their little party was using a sippy cup. Big Fatty, you're going to get yourself in trouble. But anyway, y'all, they smoke the meat. Big Fatty, you like to smoke the meat, but you have trouble keeping it lit. Y'all, there was enough smoked meat to fill up Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I can't imagine there'd been that much. Dear Gussie. So, anyway, and, so there you have it. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since I've been over here and to tell you about the Pride 48 weekend coming up in September, the 14th through the 16th, although there are many that are going to be getting there much earlier and staying much later. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we've got a couple of new people on the list that are definites that are coming. Y'all, let's just see here now. Yes, Big Fatty, yes. We know about, yes, we know. Y'all, the Faye driver has committed now. And y'all, he's got new hours for the Pride 48 shuttle. Y'all, we also heard from that Mark in Canada. He is definitely coming. And, y'all, there was somebody else. Oh, yeah, y'all, the Rambo Reedheed has committed to being out there. Now, y'all remember, we are up to 29 right now that I have information on. And, y'all, if you're planning on coming to Pride 48, y'all, what you need to do is send Big Fatty your information, your real name. On the reservation, the confirmation number, your arrival date, your departure date, the real names of the people in the room with you, and if you're going to do a little show there in Vegas, y'all, you need to get in touch with Arthur at pride48.com. And don't forget, no state of the station on the 4th. It'll be on the 11th. Yes! Gussie, y'all, I cannot tell you what it does for Big Fatty when he goes to the P.O. Box, and y'all, there is a card there, and not just a card, but y'all, it is a card from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the future, y'all. It makes me want to touch the nether region. Big Fatty, please, that's vulgar. But anyway, y'all, there's a little what are those little bear things called? The koala bear? Is that what it is? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, it's a card. Let's just open it up here. Let's see what my straight boyfriend has sent to me. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, it's a picture of a bear. It's a bear and a piece of rope, and it says, "Cheers, mate. Get one into ya." Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Thank goodness he sent it to you. And oh dear Gussie. And it says, "Big Fatty, I hope you did a Charles Nelson Riley after reading the cover." Let me do it again, y'all. It says, "Cheers, mate. Get one into ya." Oh, of course. Big Fatty and Volga and Charles. Good to hear the scoliosis has now run its course and that you are feeling better. Hopefully this $1 card gives you a bit of relief for a minute or so. Enjoy your day, buddy. XOXO. Dear Gussie, y'all, there's a scratch off in there. And we're going to do it right now. And y'all, by the way, I did get the, I went to the doctor on Tuesday, and y'all, I did get the scoliosis vaccine. Not the scoliosis, what is it called? The shingles. Big Fatty, he's as confused as you are. Y'all, he has sent me the $2 Lucky Scratcher, and I can win up to $25,000. Y'all, so what do I have to do? I have to read the back. It says, playing instructions. Find three identical symbols in a vertical, horizontal, or diagonal line to win the corresponding prize. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, y'all, here we go. We hadn't done scratch-offs in forever. Nobody, everybody's just giving up on Big Fatty doing the scratch-offs. You know, nobody loves Big Fatty anymore. Oh, no, Big Fatty. Nobody loves Big Fatty. They don't go over to the Big Fatty, spotting Big Fatty anymore. Nobody loves Big Fatty. All right, y'all, there's a candle and a candle and a candle. Oh, dear Gussie, it's a winner. Oh, dear Gussie, it's a winner. Y'all, how the hell am I going to collect this? I guess I'll have to send my straight boyfriend a card. Y'all, let's see what we got on the next one. The next one is a, what is that? It's a hook. It's a hook and a diamond. A jewel and a boat. And y'all, then the last one is an anchor and a boat. And a jewel. Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. And y'all, the prize that Big Fatty won was $5. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, we'll have to send it back. We'll have to send it back to the future. I hope I can get it back to Straight Bob before it expires. Big Fatty, well, before you expire. So anyway, Straight Bob, thank you so much. We've got a winner. We'll share the winnings. Get one in ya. Uh-huh. So anyway, y'all. Before the time gets away, I want to get serious for just a second here, because many of you that are on the Twitty know about this already. But anyway, and I don't bring it up to bring up bad feelings. But we're sending out our caring thoughts and big hugs out to J.C. Mopple and to Connor. Y'all, they had gotten a new little puppy, Eli, and y'all, he came down with the pavo. And y'all, I didn't know what the pavo was, but evidently it is an intestinal disorder. And y'all, Eli did not make it. And and y'all, even though it just goes to show you how our pets become parts of our lives so quickly. And y'all, so please send out your good thoughts for the healing process there, because y'all, nobody deserves those kinds of feelings, and we send our best to Eli also. Eli is y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. Doggy heaven is, and you know, there's a heaven for pets, y'all. Doggy heaven is one of those places that you gonna just, oh, dear Gussie, you're just gonna get there and be welcomed unconditionally. So, Julian and Connor, we are thanking of you, and, please, I don't know. But anyway, you know we're thinking of you, and that's what matters, y'all. I'm heading down. I'm not going all the way to Lakeland though, but I'm heading myself on down there. Y'all, I got to get packed. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you getting packed or impacted. Y'all, I'm going to take some extra fiber. Because old E. Pluribus, y'all, he's a home pooper, and he'll be impacted, yes?
How does one get that title,
by? Oh, you get it by not being able to poop away from home.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.